Okay, tonight, Bays Kiss Slaves, December 1st, Thursday night. And we're going to be discussing a small little inyan on Beitza, the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Bays, heading up to the Daf Ches Amud Aleph. It's one of these that I always like to call an innocent-looking Gemara. The whole Gemara itself, between the two dots, which starts on the bottom of Zayin Amud Bays and goes to the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, lasts 6 lines. And to read the whole Gemara will take a little bit more than 6 seconds, but not that much. But yet, there's a lot in there, and there's actually a very interesting Shiloh which comes out of it, which I hope to bring up a little bit later soon. So we were talking about in the Mishnah about the question about what happens if a person comes, a Shochet comes to you on Yontif, or somebody comes to you on Yontif and says, I didn't do Kisei Adam. I want to do Kisei Adam. I don't have any Afar around. So there's a machlokas in the Mishnah between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says the Chachila, you should check. You can check, it's not a problem. You're worried about doing the Kisei Adam afterwards. There's machlokas and Moraim about whether he should procure offer before or he should just check and worry about the offer later. Machlokas about whether a person's going to be Mamlicher afterwards, if we're concerned as Nimlach, a person is where, you know, he's going to renege on what he did. So if a person goes and procures earth, digs earth, and then he decides, I'm not going to shecht, so then he was over something, the other man, the Yomer, is going to say that, no, we'd rather, you know, give him the chance to shecht, because otherwise, if you think he's going to have to get dirt first, he's going to say, you know what, it's not worth it, and I'll just forgo my yontif suit, or I won't have a nice yontif suit. If it's a simchas yontif, we made the concession. That's the Shita Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, no, but lechatchila, we don't. Because you don't have any offer prepared, that is what it is. However, Mishnah says umodim, and they agree. And the Mishnah doesn't say who agrees. She'im shachat she'achpor bedeker v'yechasa. That to get rid of the problem of doing the kisei hadam, that you go if you had that if you shecht. So if you what's called that if you already shechted, so then you can dig with the spade and you cover it. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara brings in Rabbi Zreika. Rabbi Zreika, Rav Yehuda, Fushieshlo Deker Noatz Mba'od Yom. When do we allow this? And the Marsha actually says it's not only according to Beis Hillel, but also according to Beis Shammai. When do we allow you to do the Kisei Adam, the digging on Yontif? Either Lechachil according to Beis Shammai or Bidyevit according to Beis Hillel. That's only when you had a Deker, which is a spade or a shovel, that was stuck into the ground from before Yontif. Because what seems to have been the issue, the whole issue seems to have been, is muktzah. Right? You didn't set aside offer before, so now what are you doing? So if you, at least you know, if you stuck the decker in there, so it's kind of mukhan, and that takes care of all our problems. And the Gemara jumps on this and says, wait a second.
It's muktzah, harisha?
No, that's what the Gemara is going to ask right now. Because, you know, we thought, you know, oh, the whole problem is muktzah. Oh, fine, so you have the decker, no, it's no problem, right? Oh, the digging, stuff. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Right. In terms of actually, you know, they're doing the Kisei Adam, right, that's, you don't have the offer prepared, right. But at least in terms of digging the hole, right. So that was the question, right. So the fact that we're dealing with an issue of digging a hole, thank you, they're dealing with digging a hole. So if you have the Decker, no, it's in there, we don't have to deal with digging the hole. The hole is already taken care of. So now, seemed to be great. Except the Gemara jumps up, wait a second. You cover the Malacha of Harisha, but what about everything else? Ve'avid Ketisha. What about, you're going to dig out a clump of dirt, it's going to be a gigantic wad, you have to do Kisei Adam. So how are you going to do Kisei Adam with this wad of dirt? You have to go ahead and smash it down. And Rashi tells us that smashing it down, Ketisha, is a told of Tochen. And that's not going to be allowed. So the Gemara gives a Hecha Timtza. Amarav Chia Barava, Amarav, the Ofer Tichuach. We're dealing with soft dirt. It's almost as if like a type of sand type of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So wait a second. So the Gemara says, wait, if that's the case, v'haka avid guma. But then wait a second. But you're making a hole, right? Because you're going to dig with the shovel. The shovel's going to bring a hole there, and the hole is going to lead to the min to the malacha of binyan and to the bona. So the Gemara says, no, it's not going to be a problem. Why is the bona not going to be a problem? It says, the Omar Rabbi Abba hachofer guma b'shabes. That if somebody digs on Shabbos, digs a hole, but only needs the dirt and doesn't need the hole. So, potter aleha, you're going to be potter. So, that takes us out of the Isser of Shabbos, it would take us out of the Isser of Yontif, and that ends our seemingly innocent piece of Gemara over here. But of course, the question is, what does this mean? What is exactly, according to Rabbi Abba, why are you putter? Comes out to be a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on the daf right over here. Rashi tells us that the reason why you're putter is because, we'll read it over here, since you only need for its dirt and not for the whole, eino bone, you're not considered to be building, eino chorish, nor are you considered to be digging, ela mekalkel, destroying. The chol amil kalkalim piturim, and people who have in your mekalkel on Shabbos, your potter, because again, Torah tells us, or Gemara tells us, meleches machshev es asra Torah, that when you're doing a melacha, it's got to be something which is constructive. Here, this is something which is completely destructive. You're not really needing it. You know, you're just digging, you're making a hole in the ground. The hole in the ground is not there to help you anything. You don't need the hole. So according to Rashi, you're Makalkel. And I believe the Rechronim explained that on this Rashi over here, that Makalkel accomplishes the fact that you're going to actually, it's actually something which is mutter. There's not a single problem of Chilul Shabbos or not a single problem of Chilul Yontif in this particular act of Makalkel according to Rashi. Tosfos, though, asks, gives a different something else. Tosfos says something else. Tosfos says, Mishum dahavi malacha sheinu tzarech gufa. U'pater aleha. And Tosfos says, well, we're not dealing with over here with kilkul. We're dealing with something called malacha sheinu tzricha legufa. What is a malacha sheinu tzricha legufa? So we know that the lamates malachos come from malachas ha-mishkan. And in malachas ha-mishkan, the malachos were done for certain purposes. Well, digging a hole in the Mishkan was done for the purpose of building. Digging a hole over here, for just to use the dirt, and the hole coming agav, is not fulfilling the purpose of the malacha as per the way it was done in the Mishkan. So we happen to say that a malacha she'ino tzricha legufa, the halacha is potter. Somebody is over malacha. In that fashion, they're potter legabe Shabbos. But of course, Tosos jumps up and says, wait a second, we have a special rule by Hilchos Shabbos that, you know, we look at something and says, oh, putter, great, not a problem. But Tosos always is going to point out right now, Dim Kane, putter, aval osr lechachila. That the words on Shabbos, in Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Yom Tov also, whenever you see the word putter, it's not as good as it seems. You think, oh, you're putter, fine, no problem. No, it means putter, putter from a korban. Right, you don't have to bring a korban, it's not that bad, but it's definitely osr to do it. We can't just go ahead and give our children activities Shabbos afternoons. Imagine this, it's, you know, you buy your kids a sandbox on Shabbos and you let them play in the summer and they go dig holes and say, oh, we just want the sand. Very beautiful. And the problem is you can't do that. Forget about the guma problem. Forget about if you're making the holes over there, but the mice, it's pater vel osr. You can't go ahead and do it, so wait a second. We were going in our Gemara and saying, oh, the only issue is the digging issue. So what do we have? We have a Decker Notes. A Decker Notes takes care of the digging issue. Ah, what about Ketisha? Oh, loose dirt. What about Bona and Chofer Guma? Oh, that's not a problem because Eino Tzarech La'afar, you're Potter. We're okay. What do you mean you're okay? It's Usser. Mm-hmm. So okay, fine. So it's not going to be an Isra Del Raisa necessarily, but it's still Usser. We're saying the Chachila, this is what you should do according to Beis Shammai. So Tosu says, V'yeshlomar demishum simchas yontif mutter afilu lechachila. And here is the key. That Beis Shammai is going to be saying that over here, it's not just an issue of, okay, potter aval asr. Potter aval asr is a problem. But what's going on over here? We're not just dealing with an isser derabanan of chilul yontif. We're also dealing with the mitzvah of simchas yontif. So the two of them negate each other out. Now, I'm not going to say a mitzvah d'oraisa of Simchas Yontif because it's not so clear 100% whether Simchas Yontif is d'oraisa when the base of Mikdash is not around or not. But you still have a concept. You still have a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So we're saying over here that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is able to overpower that melacha sheino tzricha legufa, which we call potter aval aser. And once that's done, that's how you're able to do the Kisui Hadam. So there's an upshot that comes out from this Tosos. And that is, seems to be that something which is Potter, but Aser, so in a situation of Simchas Yontif, it should work. After all, right, what do we see over here? We see that Bona, a situation that we're dealing with, is Potter, but Aser. But in a situation which leads to Simchas Yontif, in our case of Kisui Hadam, we have no problem. So Zilberstein was asked a question. The question was, there's a guy who unfortunately was in jail before Yontif, and amongst other things that had problems, you know, being in jail also is one problem with that, but okay, he got out of jail before Yontif, but it's a frum person, and what happens is that he didn't get a chance to shave his mustache or trim his mustache before Yontif. Now, what happened? He's sitting there the first night of Yontif, and Chor, his wife, made a special treat. They made cotton candy, and cotton candy, trying to eat cotton candy with a long mustache is a big, big, big problem. The marshmallow fluff, with the brown, all the stuff over there, getting all over the mustache, and his food's getting all, the mustache is getting all over the food, and it's really, really bothering him. It's really detracting from his Simchas Yontif. So they asked the Shaila, can I go trim my mustache today on Yontif? Why? Because Simchas Yontif. You remember Simchas Yontif. And Zilberstein wanted to say, take a look at our Tosos over here. What does our Tosos over here talk about? Our Tosos says that you have a malacha sheino tzricha legufa. Right? What are we doing gazizas for? What are we cutting wool in the, right? We're cutting it for the hair. Right? Goze is really for the hair. Cutting off your hair so to help you eat is so you don't want the hair. Lechora, that's a malacha sheino tzricha legufa. So if it should work by bone, lechora, it should work over here, and that should be allowed. This guy should be allowed to trim his mustache on Yontif itself. So Zilberstein actually comes and concludes and says that that's true, that if we're looking at the Tosos over here in Beitza. But he quotes a Tosos in Shabbos. It's on Tzadi Hei Yom and Aleph. Dibra Maskel is Vaharode. And Zilberstein says that Tosos brings down a Chiddush, and the Chiddush is that when it comes to Yontif, that Bone is only Aser Midrabbanan, meaning there are certain types of binyan that are allowed on Yontif for Ochel Nefesh. For example, Megabe, making cheese, it's only Aser, right? It's Aser because of Bone, and you're allowed to go ahead and do it because of Ochel Nefesh. So, because this is the case, that we allow that malacha for Ochel Nefesh, we'll allow all the malachos of Bona for Ochel Nefesh, except that, you know, the Chachamim said we can't do that, only in an issue where there's a, say, maybe a Simchas Yontif will allow Bona. But it doesn't apply to all other malachos. And once that's the case, so maybe just because the fact that our Tosos says that, oh, malacha she'inu tzricha legufa is mutter, B'makom Simchas Yontif, you might have to qualify what we're bringing down. Which malacha sheino tzricha legufa are we saying is mutter because of Simchas Yontif? We're talking about the malacha of Bona. Bona is not your vintage malacha. In many cases, Bona is only Aser Dirabbanan on Yontif. So you might just say that, oh yes, yeah, something which is only Aser Dirabbanan, and we'll say it's malacha sheino tzricha legufa, so yeah, that will maybe allow for Simchas Yontif. But something which is Asur Midoraisa, let's say like Gozes, in our situation, then that wouldn't be allowed. And the truth is, as far as the halacha happens to be, there's a shayla about whether you can do it on Chol HaMoed. But there's no shayla, it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, about doing it on Yontif. So Zilberstein concludes, in fact, that it's not brought down as far as doing it on Yontif, right? So the consensus is that cutting your mustache on Yontif is Aser, and the fellow in question over there will have to, you know, stick to Jell-O for dessert as opposed to, you know, the cotton candy and the brownies with the powdered sugar they get all over the mustache. Oh, yeah.